Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Horace, Gloria, Trish, Holly, and Dorothy singing Amazing Grace, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Fountain of Living Water, from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
I mean, we're following everything that's fleshly instead of following the one today that is holy and high and lifted up. Today, Israel has broken her covenant, her promise with God. And even at times when, you know, God remained faithful to them, they removed that faithfulness unto the Lord. I'm going to tell you, it's easy today if you're not careful. You can fall into that same vein today. You can get your eyes off of the Lord, and you can fall for the vices and the enticements of the world. And the next thing that you find yourself in, you find yourself in a mess. But I'm glad today that God is a God that still delivers. I'm glad that we've got today a God whose hand is not shortened, that He cannot reach us where we are and meet the need that is in our life. I'm glad that we've got a God that will initiate and bring about a change in our life if we will desire. Now, in verse 13, Israel committed two evils as we was reading there. One is they thought they could build basically the cistern without God. They thought that they could do what they wanted to. And you know, Jesus said in John 15:5, He says, without me, ye can do nothing. Folks, let me tell you today, you may think you've got all the wisdom and power and education. You've got all the ability and everything else that life can afford you. But if you don't have the presence and the power of God in your life, you're missing the most important thing. Today, you can only do, because that's what Paul was saying in Philippians 4:13, when he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And so today, He is our helper, isn't He? He is our hope. That's why David could declare, he looked unto the hills from which cometh His help. He said, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This same God is your helper today. This same God that brought the children of Israel through the wilderness. The same God that brought them out of Egypt. The same God that supplied their every need. The same God that put food on their table. The same God that covered them with His grace is the same God that we serve today. And I'm glad that He's a loving God that today will meet your every need according to His riches in glory. But they found themselves, they were trying to live life apart from God. You can't do it. You don't have the answers. You don't have the solutions. You don't have the know-how. The second thing is that they built a cistern that could not contain or hold the water. And so whenever we try to do things ourselves, our way, and we exclude the leadership of God, let me tell you what, it's not going to work. If you don't involve the Lord in your life, it's not going to work anyway. Folks, you can go out and you can have all the ability and you can have all the resources that you can find. But if you don't have the Lord, you're missing the most important thing. Amen. You need the Lord in your life. So whenever you try to replace God in a culture in which we live in today, in our eyes, basically, and forsaken the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and this is happening in the ranks of Christianity today. We're consumed with the things of the world. We spend more time talking about sports and everything else in this world than talking about the God of deliverance. We spend more time today consumed with the things of the world than being consumed with the thing that will change your life, and that's the Word of God. We spend more time in front of a television set than we spend in front of a word called the Word of God. We spend more time today entertaining the things of the world than entertaining the Holy Spirit in our lives, that He could be glorified and exalted in our life. Amen. So too many churches and people today are pursuing today a ceremony rather than pursuing Christ. Let me tell you what, you can have all the ceremonies, you can have all the book of prayers, you can have all the rituals that you want to, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. Amen. Folks, we need today the freedom of the Spirit of God. There's an abundance of height, but there's a big shortfall of holiness within the ranks of God's people today. We've developed and we try to deliver our lives into all these steps and procedures and flip this page and flip that page and do this and do that. And we've tried to find every answer and solution, and we've read every book, listened to every CD, listened to every motivational speaker, and we're still in the same mess that we've always been in. I'm telling you today, we need to start listening to the God of heaven. And we need to start today to put in our confidence and our faith and our trust in Him. We have never today made the first step. You can have all the steps you want to, but if you don't have the first step, it's not going to work. So therefore, the first step says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. It didn't say just take up the cross at salvation. It says take up the cross daily. It doesn't mean you're getting saved over and over and over again. It means today that you're setting your sights on the Lord and that He's first in your life. Let me ask you, is He? Have you today really taken today what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? I mean, today, what is the priority of your life? Are you just going through the motions? Are you today just hanging out with a crowd that goes to church? I mean, really today, have we come to the place and the time to take up the cross and follow Jesus? Because if you're following the Lord, it's going to require sacrifice. It's going to require that you're going to go through the valley experiences of life. But hallelujah unto the name of the living God. There's a God who goes with you today. And there's a God that never leaves you nor forsakes you. There's a God that loves you today. Amen. So we spend a lot of time focusing on our feelings. And we focusing upon those things that we think. But folks, we are ignoring the fact that we have tried to replace God. And not only has our society and our culture and our generation, but I'm afraid even in the ranks of the halls of the church today, we've tried to replace God with something else. There is no God like our God. And you must put Him first. So the Word of God says, a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So today, if your focus and your attention is on the world, your focus and your attention is not on God. Jesus Christ, I promise you this on the authority of His Word, is coming back for a people that have been washed in His blood. What do you mean, preacher? I mean you've been born again. I mean you've been saved. Hallelujah. And today that the scarlet sins of our life, thank God, have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. As the old songwriter wrote, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You're sitting in this church or today in whatever capacity that you're in, and you're not saved today. I'm telling you, you're dying and you're going to hell. And one day you're going to die. And we don't know when that death date will come. The Word says it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. You're going to face death. The question is, are you going to face it with Jesus? And if you don't know Him today, I invite you, come to the realization we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God. Come to the fact that Jesus died on the cross, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Give your heart to the Lord. Pray today and ask God to forgive you, to come into your heart and save you. And on the authority of God's Word, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. So to accomplish God's Word, we must preach and practice God's Word. You can't just say, well, I got a Bible and I believe the Bible. See, you can do that. Any person can do that. The proof is, are you living the Word? The proof is this priority. The truth is today, if God is not first in your life, then where is He? What is your priority of the Lord? So today, we've got to preach Jesus crucified, dead, buried, and risen again. But we've got to live what we say we preach. Amen. In today's church environment, the cross is considered offensive to the world. So what does the church do? It compromises the gospel. It kicks out the church. It kicks out the blood. It kicks out the cross. And we try to make it feel good, make it transparent, make it a touch of the world, make people feel good in their flesh. We're not here to make your flesh feel good. If the Spirit of God's not on you and working on you and you haven't reached, listen, none of you in this room, including self, none of us have reached the place of perfection in your life. You are still a sinner. You still have shortcomings. You're not as perfect as you think you may be. But thank God there's only one that can blot out your sins. And there's only one that can put you on a right standing. And His name is still Jesus Christ, the King of glory. Amen. Put Him first in your life. So Paul said, you know, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back for a church. Yeah, we have been pressed, but we're not crushed. We may have been persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We may have been struck down, but thanks God, we're not destroyed. So a church that has endured the trials of life that we all face, being found faithful. And that's the key. What is God going to say to you when you stand before Him? You can't live without the fountain of living water. You can't live without Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.